This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 23, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures in the low 70s. Lynn Classical High School will be adding a new program this year involving about 10 to 12 students to expand their career pathways after graduation. The Daily Item reports that the program called Pathways to Opportunities is a partnership with Northeast Arc of Danvers and will have students meeting with professionals from the human services field. Next month's annual fishing tournament in Newburyport will drop the so-called shark portion of the tournament. The Newburyport News reports that the move comes after the mayor and a city councilor applied pressure to end shark hunting. This leaves the tournament to be focused fishing for tuna. On Monday, Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson updated Bill Newell with the latest on the ongoing brush fires in Saugus and Lynn.
Lynn Fire Department, working with support from the state level as well, has the situation under control. The fire contained. There's still no risk to any property, so it's really a shame that this has happened in the woods, but we feel really confident that the risk is being addressed.
Also on Monday, in an interview with MSO News, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Leah Cole Allen emphasized one of the reasons she is running is because of un-American government mandates.
The mayor of Salem, who's also running for Lieutenant Governor, she implemented vaccine passports in Salem. So there were times that my friends wanted to go out to brunch, and I told them I couldn't go to Derby in Salem because I didn't have the right paperwork. And that was just something that seemed so un-American to me. That was reminiscent to me of Germany at a time when they were asking people to show their papers. And I think that we need to be very careful on what we allow as far as the government encroaching on our privacy, on our health choices, and basically telling us what we can and can't do.
Email us with any comments or questions at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox were off last night and host the Blue Jays tonight at Fenway Park. Lynn English football has started practices for the 2022 season. And as the school's athletic director, Dick Newton, points out, they have a new coach.
Our new coach is Anthony LaFrada. He's a teacher in the building. He has coached at Saugus High, Wakefield High, and he was a former assistant coach at Lynn English High School. So we're looking forward to Anthony taking over the reins, and so far so good. He hit 6 a.m. practices, workouts, lifting weights all winter and all spring, so we're off to a pretty good start.
Lynn English Athletic Director Dick Newton starting his 30th year at the school. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.